A cool fall breeze blows gently against your face as you walk through the fall festival in your local town. It's a carnival of sorts, with many stands and attractions showing up seemingly out of nowhere to celebrate the change in seasons. There are places to buy tasty treats and places to play fun and amusing games. You already feel pretty full, so the food stands don't attract much attention from you. Instead, you're in the mood to try out some fun and exciting carnival games. You know that most likely you won't win, but that's not really the point. You enjoy playing them more so. And as you walk along, you see one that catches your eye. It's a ring toss game, and it has some very interesting looking prizes. You're not quite sure what your odds of winning are, because you always hear that games like this are rigged somehow against the person playing. Though, you wouldn't mind giving it a try. You walk up to the game, and you make eye contact with the tall gentleman manning the stand. Why, hello there. Would you like to try your hand at this game? It's a very reasonably priced one. You get 3 rings for $1. 3 chances to win a prize. Would you like to try? You nod your head yes, and you hand over $1 to the man, and he hands you 3 large brass rings. They feel hefty in your hand. You're a little surprised that you are handed something so substantial. You were expecting something that was flimsy, made of plastic, hard to control or aim. You actually feel like you have a chance with these rings. You take aim at a peg next to a large stuffed animal, and you toss your ring. You hear it clanging against the peg, and then it falls to the ground. Oh well, you still have 2 more chances. You try again for the same stuffed animal. Darn, another miss. Oh well, 1 last try. Maybe you should try a smaller stuffed animal. You turn and look for a more modest prize. Maybe that one will be easier to get. You toss the ring. And again, you miss, hearing the ring clanging to the ground. Oh my, it looks as if you weren't very lucky with that ring toss. But I'll tell you what. Since I'm a fair and sporting person, I'll give you 1 extra chance on the house. 1 extra ring, so you can try to win a prize, okay? That sounds good. Now here, I want you to really focus on what prize you want to win. Before I give you the ring, I want you to look me in the eyes and say, "I will focus." You can do that for me, right? Of course you can. You turn and gaze into the stranger's eyes. They are a unique shade of blue. It's almost as if they're glowing with some sort of energy. Your mind suddenly feels hazy and blank. You slowly say the words. I will focus as you take the brass ring from the stranger's hands. Your eyes are glazed over. You're not even sure where you're looking, but you toss out the brass ring. Very good. You just won a prize. You see what happens when you focus a little bit? You snap out of it for just a moment, and you look straight ahead, and you see that indeed, your ring is on a peg in front of what looks like some sort of puppet, a marionette of sorts. That was a very good throw. That prize is not easy to win at all. Very, very few people ever get the chance to get even close to it. Here, let me pick it up and bring it closer to you so you can see it. Notice how this marionette has many, many points of articulation. It can move in very realistic ways. It's not just a simple puppet. It's almost a completely accurate representation and simulation of all the joints in the human body. If I were to move the arms of this puppet up and down, you could move your arms up and down in a very similar fashion. Isn't that interesting? Now, look at my eyes. I have a little tent set up behind my stand, and in there I have something to hold this magnificent prize of yours. How about you follow me back there? I can close my stand for a few minutes. Don't you worry. This is a very unique puppet. So, you should have something that can safely transport it as you walk around the rest of this fall festival. Here. Follow me. Those words seem to echo in your mind as you gaze blankly at the stranger's odd blue eyes. You walk forward, following the stranger as if you're sleepwalking. You're not even really capable of stopping yourself. You just feel compelled to walk forward, following the stranger into their tent, behind the carnival stand. Excellent. We should have some privacy here. The stranger puts down the puppet on a small table next to a chair and then turns to you, placing both of their hands on your head, forcing you to look deep into their eyes. Very good. Look deep into my eyes. You know that they have some sort of effect on you, some sort of irresistible pull, and that pull is only going to take you deeper and deeper. You're becoming my mindless thrall, my helpless, obedient puppet. It feels good to let your mind go blank and empty, empty and blank, so don't resist it. Even if you were to try to turn your head away from my hypnotic gaze, you couldn't. I'm holding you firmly in place. I'm not going to let go of you until I'm sure that you're my good, obedient puppet. No way to resist. Feel my eyes pulling you deeper and deeper. They're glowing more intensely. And now you almost see a spiral pattern forming in my eyes, knowing that this hypnotic spiral is irresistible. No way to stop yourself from sinking deeper and deeper and deeper into my control. The more you try to hold yourself back, the deeper you sink. It just feels too good to let go and obey. You're going to be my prize. You're going to be my good little puppet. And we're going to have some fun with that. There's no way that you can resist the magical powers of my eyes. They just make you want to obey. They just make you want and crave to submit. That's a good puppet. Feel my hands gently pulling away from your face. I no longer need to force you to look into my eyes. You want to. You need to. All right. I can walk over now and pick up your prize. This very, very interesting puppet. Though, I have to admit, I'm not really in the mood to give you this puppet. I'd much rather make you into a puppet just like it. See the puppet that I'm holding before you start to glow with a blue, mystical energy and feel the same energy flowing across your body, making your body go stiff and rigid, standing upright at attention, just like the puppet in front of you, feeling yourself being binded to this puppet, feeling yourself becoming a puppet just like it, under my control, no way to resist. Each and every articulated joint of this puppet is being bound to every single part of your body. The wrist is hooked up to your wrist. The legs hooked up to your legs. When I move the puppet, you move. You obey, just like the puppet obeys my instructions. You're just a puppet. You can see the mystical blue energy intensifying around the puppet, knowing that you're being bound to it, transformed into a puppet just like it, and there's no way to stop it. You could try to call out for help. Maybe somebody outside this tent would hear you, but as you try to call out, you find that your mouth will not open because I'm not permitting you to open your mouth. I'm not permitting you to let out even a whisper. No. It's too late for you to escape. All you can do is give in and accept your fate now. However, I'll make sure that it's a pleasurable fate. See me moving the right arm of the puppet, raising it upwards, higher and higher, and feel your right arm involuntarily moving straight up into the air. That's a good puppet. When you obey like this, you feel a jolt of pleasure. That's it. Your body would spasm in pleasure if you weren't so tightly controlled by my magic. All you can do is stand still as the intense wave of pleasure washes over you. Good puppet. Now see me, lowering the puppet's right arm, feeling your right arm lowering. Pleasure. Just a puppet under my control. No way to resist. Now, see me lifting up the left arm of the puppet. Slowly raising it higher and higher. And as you lift up your left arm, you feel more and more pleasure. Deep, deep pleasure. That's it. Such a good puppet. And now, watch as the puppet's left arm goes down. Watch as your left arm goes down. Feel your mind going deeper and deeper down, vanishing. You're just a puppet right now. You don't need to think. You just need to give into the pleasure of obedience. Deep, deep pleasure. You know what's something odd that I just noticed? My puppet that I'm holding right now isn't wearing any clothing. However, you seem to be wearing clothing. That just will not do. I need both my puppets to match. I need to make sure that you're bound completely and totally to this puppet. I need to make sure that there's nothing interfering with the pleasure of being controlled. Be a good puppet. Feel your body moving involuntarily as you slowly take off everything. Gaze into my eyes as you do so. Feel the magic and control flowing from my eyes into your body as you strip off every single piece of clothing. It feels good to take off everything in front of me. You know that your obedience will be rewarded. Be a good puppet. Be a naked puppet. Puppets don't need to wear clothing. Puppets don't need to think. Puppets just obey their masters. You're a good puppet. No way to stop it. Letting go and drifting deep. Every piece of clothing that you remove doubles your arousal. Every piece of clothing that you remove embeds more of my control into your mind and body. There's no need for a puppet like you to think. There's no need for a puppet like you to wear clothing. There's no need for a puppet like you at all to have any control ever. My magic is just sealing away all of your free will. You will not miss it though. That's a good puppet. Standing before me, naked, just like the puppet that I'm holding in my hands. Now, there's one last thing that I think will help. One last thing that will really show you how deeply controlled you are. See me placing the puppet down upon the table again. And look as I pick up something off the table. It looks like a blindfold. You're so completely and totally bound to the puppet that you don't even need to see it in order to be controlled by it. see me walking closer and closer to you with the blindfold in hand. I take your head in my hands again, forcing you to look deeply into my hypnotic eyes. Puppet, just relax and let go. I'm going to make sure that this feels really good. You'll still see my swirling, hypnotic blue eyes in your mind. It doesn't matter if you're blindfolded or not. You're too deeply controlled and bound to my magic, so there's no chance of escape. Feel me placing the blindfold now over your eyes. Your world is shrouded in darkness, except for the mental image of my hypnotic blue eyes. Indeed, you still do see them, even though you're blindfolded. You hear me walking away from you. And then you hear me picking up the puppet off of the table. Suddenly, your arms jerk upwards. They're facing straight out in front of you like a sleepwalker. And you feel your legs starting to move. You're walking around the inside of my tent, blindfolded and mindlessly controlled. Don't worry, my puppet. I am in control. I'll make sure that you go exactly where I intend you to. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to think about anything. All you can do is mindlessly and helplessly sleepwalk, naked around the inside of my tent. Everything is as it should be. You should be my mindless, horny, aroused puppet. It's very natural for you to feel arousal from being this deeply controlled. It's very natural to get really, really horny from being helpless. How about I help my mindless little puppet relieve some of that sexual tension? Feel yourself stopping and then sitting down upon the chair that's in the center of the room. You don't need to see anything. All you need to do is obey. I'm in control. You know that your body will do what I command it to. When I move the puppet, your body moves. There's no way to resist it. And there's no way to resist how your hands are now starting to move across your body. Puppet, feel your legs spreading nice and wide as your hand slides in between your legs. Feel yourself gently and slowly starting to masturbate. Stroke nice and slowly, not too fast, not too slow, just the right speed to slowly and gently build yourself up to an orgasm. When you finally do orgasm, my good little puppet, the pleasure will lock in all of my magical control, and there'll be no way for you to ever revert back into being a person. You'll just be my helpless puppet forever and ever and ever. Doesn't that sound nice? I mean, if it was something that you didn't want, wouldn't you stop masturbating right now? I don't see you stopping. In fact, I see you touching a little bit faster now, feeling a little bit better. You really, really want to orgasm. You really, really want to lock in all of this control. Soon, you'll never have to worry about thinking again. You'll be my little prize, my puppet, and I'll get to keep you forever and ever, controlling you, teasing and toying with you, and giving you so much pleasure. It's only fair that I control you completely and totally for how much pleasure that I'm giving you. Wave after wave of pleasure, mind-numbing pleasure is washing over you. You can still see my magical hypnotic eyes in your mind. You can still feel their spiraling, pulsating power flowing across your mind and body. There's no way out. All you can do is go deeper and deeper into pleasure as your hands tease and toy with your body in the most pleasurable of ways. Soon, you're going to approach that orgasm. Soon, you're going to be ready to come for your master. Soon, every last bit of control will be taken away from you, and all you'll be able to do is sink deep, deep into mindless submission, forever and ever and ever. No holding back, just going deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. It's such an interesting sensation. Having your body touched like this, it feels as if your hands belong to somebody else. Which is kind of true when you think about it. Those hands belong to me. Those hands, that body, every single part of you belongs to me. You have transformed into a puppet, almost completely and totally. The final piece is going to be that orgasm. That orgasm that I control every single aspect of. Feel your hands slowing down. Slow and gentle, getting closer and closer. Slowly creeping up on that orgasm. Your breathing becoming a little bit more labored. You're really, really close. Edging nice and hard. Edging and so desperate to come. Your arousal is betraying you. You know that once that orgasm starts, all of your control will melt away into nothingness. But it doesn't really matter. You're so horny and aroused that you would do anything. You would do anything to come, anything to come, anything to orgasm, craving it, needing it, wanting it, and it's going to happen soon, very, very soon. When I count down from 10 to 1, you're going to feel your pleasure building up, and when I reach 1, you're going to orgasm. You're going to come. For me, your master. That's a good puppet. 10, feeling the magic taking complete control over your body. 9, edging harder and harder. 8, you're so desperate and horny, you would do anything to orgasm. 7, you would give up your old life as a person and become a puppet forever and ever. 6, that sounds so good. So enticing. 5, halfway there. feeling the transformation beginning. 4. There's no way back now. 3. Edging harder than you ever thought possible. 2. Your body is shaking, convulsing, right on the edge of a powerful orgasm. And 1. Feel your hands dropping to your side as your body comes. Your body is orgasming, hands free, as you just gently go over the edge, over the point of no return. Feel your body spasming, desperate for more stimulation. You desperately want to touch more as you orgasm, but I'm not going to allow it. This is the orgasm you get as you transform into a puppet. Hands to your side, my good puppet. Letting the pulsations of pleasure wash over you. I want my puppet to stay nice and horny. So this is going to be how you orgasm. This is going to be how you remain. Feel me walking closer and closer to you. As I remove the blindfold, instantly your eyes are drawn towards my eyes, the pulsating blue magical eyes that seem to have spirals spinning in them. Good puppet. Now follow me. I have a place for you to sleep deeply. You stand under my control, my helpless thrall, my good obedient puppet, and you follow me towards a large, padded glass display case. I open the door to it, and you step inside it. There are places for you to be strapped into, places for your wrists and ankles to be strapped into, a place for your neck and head to be strapped into, and I slowly and gently strap in each part of you into its proper place. Your ankles are bound in this glass display case. Your wrists are bound in this glass display case. Your head and neck held tightly in place, unable to look away. You're just a puppet, just an object. So it's natural that you would be kept here in a glass display case. Look into my eyes now, my good puppet. This is where you stay. This is where you remain. This is where you sleep. It's time to sleep. It's time to drift. You're just my object now. My possession. My pride. You have to sleep deeply because I have to go out and man the carnival game again. I have to see if there are more puppets out there waiting to be owned and controlled. So right now, you need to sleep. Close those eyes, my puppet, still seeing my hypnotic eyes in your mind as you sleep deeply. Sleep, 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 sleep and dream about your new life as a puppet, no way back now, drifting, drifting, drifting. Tonight, I'll be leaving, packing up and going somewhere new with all of my possessions. With you, my happy, horny, helplessly controlled puppet. So just sleep and dream. Dream and sleep. 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 Sleep, sleep. Shh. Sleep. 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 Sleep, 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 sleep. Sleep, 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 sleep.